some at Pacific College that want to be the next generation of pastors in our churches.
好高興咧，我哋有呢個太平洋高峰學院嘅神學生喺我哋當中係去分享。
So we are excited to have Pastor Devin preaching God's word to us today, who's from Summit Pacific College.
我哋今日咧有Devin喺嗰度係神學生同我哋去分享。
She's going into her third year at Bible College.
佢會升第三年。
And she's doing a degree in nonprofit leadership.
佢係主修呢個嘅非牟利嘅一啲嘅組織嘅。
And can we give a warm welcome from home church as Pastor Devin preaches God's word this morning?
歡迎 Devin 傳道。
Good morning, church.
早晨，教會。
I'm so grateful to be here with you all today.
我真係感覺到好榮幸可以同大家分享。
As it was said, my name's Devin, and I'm the summer intern here.
我係Devin， 我係呢度嘅夏季嘅呢個嘅呢個嘅見習生。
And yes, I am in Bible College right now.
我而家喺呢個嘅神學院。
But if we go back 5 years, I was not in college yet.
但係喺講翻五年前咧，我當其時仲未讀神學嘅。
Instead, I was in high school, in grade 10.
當其時咧，我只不過係讀十年級中學生。
I attended a private Christian school.
咁我就讀一間私人嘅基督教學校。
It was called Abbotsford Christian School.
就係 Abbotsford 嘅基督教學校。
And at Abbotsford Christian School, they had a program.
咁當其時喺我哋呢間中學咧，係有一個嘅特別嘅一個嘅項目。
This program was for international students.
呢個項目咧係俾一啲嘅海外嘅一啲嘅國際學生嚟到。
Where they could meet and get to know people from the school.
咁佢哋特登喺海外咧嚟到我哋學校咧去認識我哋。
I was one of those people.
我咧就同呢啲嘅國際學生咧有接觸。
And so I got to know kids from Japan, Korea, and China.
咁咧有啲係從日本，有啲係從韓國，有啲係從中國嚟到我哋學嘅一啲學生。
And it was the best time.
當其時我覺得係一個最好嘅時間。
Because we did a lot of different day trips.
因為咧，我哋會同呢啲學生咧就一齊出去玩。
And on these trips, I became friends with 4 girls from Japan.
咁因為咁嘅機會咧，所以咧我就認識咗四位嘅女學生係從日本嚟嘅。
And they became my best friends that year.
咁喺嗰年咧，我哋係最好嘅朋友。
You can see evidence of us here in Vancouver at Playland.
咁你會見到後邊張相咧，就係我當其時咧同嗰四名嘅學生咧喺呢個 Playland 嘅地方玩。
And these friends also introduced me to some good food.
咁佢哋咧都介紹咗一啲好好嘅食物俾我認識。
Before them, I didn't know what udon was.
咁之前咧我都唔知咩叫烏冬嘅。
And now it's my favorite thing ever.
咁而家咧成為我最喜愛嘅食物。
But more importantly than the food, I remember the bonds I built with these girls.
咁除咗呢啲咁好嘅食物之外咧，最令我難忘咧就係同佢哋建立咗好嘅友誼。
And I remember how they challenged me in my faith.
咁同一時間，佢都喺我嘅信仰裏邊咧，俾到我一啲嘅挑戰。
None of them knew Christianity or who Jesus was.
其實當中佢哋唔係基督徒，亦唔認識耶穌係邊一個。
And yet they attended a Christian school with me.
但係咧，佢哋咧願意嘅嚟到呢間嘅基督教學校，同我一齊嘅去做朋友。
I had Bible classes with them.
我哋咧曾經都喺呢個嘅上呢個聖經堂，關於讀聖經。
How difficult would that be?
咁其實對於佢哋嚟講係一個好困難嘅事。
To hear about a person that you don't even know in a language you don't know.
嗱，兩樣嘢，一樣咧就係佢首先唔認識邊個係耶穌啦，第二樣咧就係佢對於個英文呢個語言嚟講咧都好困難。
I remember trying to tell them about who Jesus was.
我嘗試話俾佢聽邊個係耶穌。
And about what he did for us.
就係耶穌喺我哋生命做咗啲咩。
But I could tell it went over their heads.
但係咧，我知道從佢嘅表情咧，知道咧佢哋完全係唔明白嘅。
And so I resorted to asking a simple question.
咁我就嘗試用第二個方法問佢。
Do you understand?
我就問佢你究竟明唔明白啊？
I began asking this question after Bible classes or sermons.
咁上完呢个嘅圣经堂之后咧，咁我就再问佢一啲问题。
And I found that through the gentleness of a question, they were more open to talking about it.
咁我就發現咗一樣嘢，當我好温柔咁樣問佢一啲問題嘅時候咧，佢哋就嘗試打開佢哋嘅心，話俾我聽佢哋嘅反應。
They would often admit that they didn't understand, and I value these conversations still today.
咁佢哋好誠實嘅話，其實佢真係完全唔明。咁我從呢樣嘢咧，我開始明白到更多嘅事。
In the story we're going to read today, this very same question is asked. Do you understand?
咁今日我哋所睇嘅經文咧，同樣都係發問一個問題，就係話你明唔明白？
And this question becomes a catalyst for somebody to eventually understand who Jesus is.
而呢個問題成為咗一個嘅催化劑，讓人更加嘅明白耶穌係邊一位。
As a church, we've been going through a series in the book of Acts.
啱啱我哋嘅講道系列。讲及关于呢个《使徒行传》呢本书。
These stories highlight how extraordinary God is and how ordinary people are.
而呢个故事呢个卷书系显示出呢个嘅非凡嘅神同埋一啲好平凡嘅人。
Today we'll be reading from Acts chapter 8.
今日咧，我哋会嚟睇睇《使徒行传》第八章。
And learning about two different ordinary people.
嚟去睇下两个。好平凡嘅人物。
So who were these men?
究竟呢两位人物系边一个咧
？The first was a guy named Philip.
第一个就系一个人个名叫做腓利。
Philip was a leader in the Jerusalem church.
腓利系当其时耶路撒冷嘅呢个嘅其中一位嘅教会嘅领袖。
He was known for being full of the Holy Spirit and reliant on God.
他是出名是很倚靠圣灵的，同埋有神的带领。
So much so that he was chosen by the apostles to distribute food to the poor.
而因为这样，他所以被选立为其中一位的执事，去看将这些捐献是分派给其他人。
And as he traveled, he performed miracles such as healings or casting out demons.
而他在出去传道的时候呢，亦有神迹奇事赶鬼呢啲系有显示出嚟嘅。
The second man in our story is the Ethiopian eunuch。
第二位嘅人物咧就系呢个埃提亚伯嘅太监。
This man does have a name, but he's only referred to by his traits in the story。
佢喺呢个嘅故事里边冇提及佢嘅名字，我哋就知道佢嘅所做佢嘅身份系边一个啫。
Now you may be wondering, what is a eunuch?
或者你会问，咁究竟太监系咩嘅身份呢？
Well, a eunuch, eunuchs were men who worked as guards within the royal courts.
太监咧，其实喺呢个皇宫嘅里边咧，系做一个好重要嘅一个守卫嘅一个嘅或者监督嘅一个人。
However, this was no simple role.
但系佢呢个嘅角色，呢个嘅工作，其实系一啲都唔简单。
To become a eunuch, the man had to undergo permanent physical procedures that prevented him from having children.
要作为一个太监，佢系要做一啲嘅永久性嘅一啲嘅身体嘅手术，令到佢咧以后都冇儿女可以生。
But this decision meant that he could watch over women's living quarters.
所以因为咁，所以佢可以去。監管一啲女子嘅一啲嘅範圍。
This was a highly regarded and important position.
呢個咧係一個好重要嘅一個嘅工作嘅位置。
Especially because this eunuch watched over the queen of Ethiopia.
而喺呢一位嘅太監，佢甚至乎係監督呢個嘅女王嘅佢一啲嘅呢個倉呢個嘅銀庫嘅一位
Now, why wouldn't this man be referred to by his name?
点解圣经里边冇提及佢嘅名字咧
？Why is he mentioned as a eunuch specifically?
但系净系提及佢嘅身份。
Because of this reason.
因为呢个嘅原因。
Because of his bodily differences, eunuchs were limited within society.
因为佢嘅身体上同其他人唔同，所以咧喺社会上咧系被排挤。
Specifically, they were rejected by the Jerusalem church.
当其时嘅这个耶路撒冷嘅教会咧，系排斥呢啲人。
They were seen as unclean and then were not welcome in the temple.
他们呢被认为一些是不干净的一些人。
Sometimes they weren't even referred to as people.
甚至乎有些人都不会称他为人，只不当他是一些生物。
And the fact that he's mentioned as Ethiopian is also significant.
而当中有讲到这个的安提阿伯，其实是现在的这个埃塞俄比亚。
It's not just because of appearance.
不是只是纯粹的他的外在。
It's to signify how far the message of Jesus was going.
而是显身出就是说耶稣这个的福音是传到去更远不同的地方。
And how this man from Ethiopia, who was so different from Philip, was experiencing similar things.
而一个在从这么远的一个地方去都经历到是这个的福音。
If you have your Bible, you can now open it or tap on it on your phone.
如果你有圣经的话可以打开，或者你有个手机也可以揭去这个。
We will be starting with Acts 8 verse 26.
我们会看这个的使徒行传第八章26节开始。
And I'm going to find it too, so you guys can actually look for it.
我现在就揭开我的圣经，大家都可以打开你的圣经或者你的手机呢，去到这个使徒行传八章26节。
Okay. We're going to go now until verse 35.
我们呢由26节读到是35节。
Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip,
Oh, you want the whole thing, right? Okay. 有主的一个使者对腓利说，起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加撒的路上去，那路是旷野。腓利就起身去，不料有一个埃提阿伯人是有大权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王干大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷去礼拜去了，现在回来在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。圣灵对腓利说，你去贴近那车走。腓利就跑到太监那里去，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，你所念的你明白么？他说，没有人教我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓利上车与他同坐。他所念的那段书说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。太监对腓力说，请问先知说的这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？腓力就开口，从经上起对他全讲耶稣。
Okay, so to start, let's focus on the process of how Philip approaches the eunuch.
我们来看看腓利怎样的是去接触这位埃提阿伯的太监呢？
Because yes, this scripture shows a relationship between two different people.
这个故事是讲及到这两个不同的人怎样的去建立这个关系。
But even more importantly, it shows a partnership.
但是同一时间你会看到怎样的去合作彼此的合作。
Between the extraordinary Holy Spirit and ordinary people.
就是这个的跟这个的非凡的圣灵和一个平凡的人怎样的彼此合作。
First, an angel of the Lord appears to Philip and tells him to go down to a certain road.
首先就是主的使者向腓利显现，告诉他要走这条路。
An angel of the Lord.
这个主的使者。
Now this is not something we see every day.
这件事不是个个人可以经历到的。
In fact, if an angel appeared right here, right now, I think it'd be pretty hard to ignore it.
如果真是主的使者在我们的教会里面显现的话，我想你们都挺难不能够知道他的存在。
probably even impossible to ignore.
是完全的，不能够不知道他的存在。
So Philip chooses to listen to what he's being told.
那而腓利就选择了他听主的使者的吩咐。
And second, the Holy Spirit tells Philip to go to a chariot on that road and stay near it.
而第二样就是圣灵告诉腓利听，你去这个的马车去贴近他。
Note that this is no longer the angel speaking.
这次呢不再是主的使者说话。
This is the Holy Spirit.
这次呢是圣灵说话。
He's telling Philip where he should go on the path.
在这条路，圣灵告诉他，你应该怎样行。
Now, all of us hear the Holy Spirit differently.
我们每个人都能够听到圣灵的声音，但是每一个人经历都会有点不同。
But regardless of if you hear a voice, see pictures, or have a gut feeling, knowing what the Holy Spirit is saying requires listening.
无论你怎样听到圣灵的声音，无论你是听到啊，看到一个图画，或者你心里面有种的感觉都好，我们都需要去主动的去聆听圣灵。
So I have a question for you guys.
我有一个问题给大家。
When you are faced with a road that God's put you on,Are you stopping there?
当神要告诉你听，要一条道路，神是为你预备的时候，当你去到的时候，你是不是就这样停了下来呢？
Or are you taking the time to listen to the Holy Spirit to guide you to what's next on that path?
定还是你是很寻求神的声音去聆听，让他引导你继续怎样走下去呢？
Philip could have gone to the road and just waited for something to happen.
或许腓利可以听主的使者的吩咐，去到那个地方停下来，就什么都不再问了。
Instead, he chose to listen.
而是他选择去聆听圣灵的声音。
And it brought him further down the path.
而继续的可以知道神想他去要做的事情。
Third, Philip runs up to the chariot and talks to the eunuch.
而第二样就是腓利他是去到个马车主动的和这个太监去倾谈。
Note that the Holy Spirit did not tell Philip to go talk to the eunuch.
留意圣灵没话给腓利听要和这个太监一起对话。
He was only told to go up to the chariot and stay near it.
圣灵只不过告诉他走近这个的马车啫。
He was given a place, not a person.
他是被指示去到某一个的地方。
Yet Philip understood this vital thing.
但是腓利好像知道一样很重要的事。
It's something we all need to understand today.
而我们今天每个人都要明白。
That his placement, or that placement,
这个的地方
always comes with a purpose.
总有神给我们的目的。
And that purpose always involves people.
而这个目的总是跟人有关的。
Now, I want everyone who might be zoning out right now to wake up.
我想大家在这个时候呢再醒一醒。
Because I have something I want us all to do.
因为我想大家呢去做一个事。
All you need is something to write with and something to write on.
或许呢你找一些笔和纸呢或者手机也好你可以写得东西
的。This can be your phone and your thumbs.
或者是你的手掌或者是你的手机。
Or it could be the note card in front of your chair.
或者你在前面你找到一些纸仔，你可以写下一些东西。
Now I'm going to ask you all some questions.
我会问大家一些问题。
And don't worry, this is not a test.
这个不是一个测验，只不过你写下一些东西。
But I want you to be honest with yourselves.
我想你对自己很诚实地作答这个问题。
And I'll give you some time to think through your answers a bit.
我想我也给大家一些时间去想一想。
The first question is this.
第一条问题就是
Where are you placed in life right now?
神现在摆放安置在你什么位置呢?
I want you to actually write your answer.
我想你写下你的答案。
Maybe it's a location, like school or your job.
或许是一个很实质的地方,在学校。
Maybe it's a group, like a sports team or a church ministry.
或者是一个的球会，或者是一个的教会的事工的一组。
Or maybe it's more of a concept, like a role in your family or a part of your neighborhood.
或者是你家庭的有一个位置，或者是你的邻居的某一个一员。
Just write at least one thing.
你只需要写下一样东西。
And the second question is this.
第二条问题就是
What purpose do you see in you being placed there?
神摆在你这个地方的时候，当中的目的是什么呢？
You could answer this question in a lot of ways.
你可以回答，用不同的方法回答这个问题。
But if you're struggling, it might help to ask yourself some of these questions.
但如果你觉得，哎，很困难，我答这条问题。
What do you do in this place?
或许你尝试问自己，你这个的地方你是做些什么的呢？
What fulfills you about it?
会有些什么东西令你会感觉有满足感？
Why did I end up in this place?
或者你会问，为什么我现在在这个位置的里面呢？
Or why am I choosing to stay there?
或者我为什么会选择留在这个地方呢？
It doesn't even need to be a deep answer.
不需要一个很深的一个答案。
You could be placed in school and only go because you have to.
你可以说我现在在学校，因为我是一定要在这里学习，这样。
That's perfectly fine.
这个是完全 OK 的。
Now for the third question.
好了，第三条的问题。
Does this purpose involve people?
而这个的留下在这个地方的目的是不是跟人有关的呢？
I'm going to leave a few seconds for you guys to really think through your answers here.
我给大家有些时间去想想这个问题。
It may feel like your placement is pointless.
或许你觉得你在这个的地方可能是没什么意思。
Maybe you struggled to come up with a purpose.
可能你会觉得很困难去想究竟我留在这个地方的目的是什么。
Maybe you even think this exercise is pointless.
或许你觉得今天我们做这件事其实没什么意思的。
You might not think your place needs to involve people.
你或许想我留在这个地方其实不需要跟人有什么任何接触。
But the life of Jesus, which we are called to follow,
但是作为一个基督徒我们
would say differently.
会有不同的一个反应。
Wherever Jesus went,
无论耶稣去哪里，
whatever he did,
无论他做过什么，
it always involved people.
都是跟人有关的。
Whether they were his friends or strangers,
无论那个是耶稣所认识的朋友，或者他不认识的一些的陌生人都好。
Whether they were accepted by society or not,
无论这些人是被这个社会接纳或者不接纳都好。
Maybe today is when you remind yourself how purposeful your life is actually meant to be.
或许今天所做的事，我们会同一时告诉我们我们生命的目的。
Romans 8 verse 28 says that we are called according to his purpose.
在罗马书8章28节就是我们因着神给我们的目的，所以我们被呼召。
This is not a question of if we are called.
这个不是说如果我们被呼召。
This is not a question of if we have purpose.
或者说如果我们是有这个的使命或者目的都好。
We do. Our purpose is to live like Jesus would.
因为我们被呼召是活出这个的神给我们的这个目的。
This means not just letting the church take responsibility for people.
这个不是说这个教会就是负责去做这些的事情。
Well, meanwhile, we might not be doing anything ourselves.
我们不需要做任何事，教会会做的。
It doesn't mean just letting the bold people take care of talking about Jesus.
或者给一些勇敢的人，他们去做这些事情，去关心其他人。
It means taking responsibility for it.
我们要负责任。
This is a personal call and a personal purpose.
这个是神我们给我们的个人的呼召，给我们个人的这个的使命。
This is what it means when the Bible says to step out in faith.
这个就是圣经所讲，我们要踏出这个信心的一步。
You might struggle with this. I know I do.
或许你会因此会觉得有些困难，因为我自己都是。
Here's some examples.
这里是有些例子给大家。
Maybe you feel compelled to pray for someone, but you don't because you're embarrassed to.
或许你会觉得有种个感动要为到一个人祈祷，但是 又觉得好尴尬，所以就冇做。
Maybe you see a person in need, but you don't serve them because you don't actually want to go out of your way.
或许你会见到有啲人，你会觉得即系好想帮佢哋，但系心里边又唔想去踏前一步，走出你嘅呢个嘅啊一个嘅缓一个舒服嘅地方去帮助佢哋。
Or you have an idea of where God might want you to go, but it doesn't fit in your life plan.
或许你会觉得神真系想你出去，但系呢啲做嘅事情往往唔系你所计划得到嘅。
And so you don't go.
所以你就唔出去啦。
Church, these are not things we should be accepting.
教会呢啲唔系我哋就接受咁样去做事。
As hard as it is, we need to fight against them.
虽然呢啲事情可能系有啲困难，但系我会为呢啲事情去努力。
Why?
点解呢？
Because this is part of our purpose.
因为呢个就系我哋每个人被呼召嘅使命同目的。
And people fight for their purpose.
每个人都因着佢哋嘅使命同目的去不断嘅努力。
Perhaps you're sitting here and you're actually confused about what it means to listen to or hear the Holy Spirit.
或者大家唔系好清楚就系点为之聆听到圣灵嘅声音呢？
And that is okay to admit. I didn't understand it for years.
呢个系完全冇问题嘅，因为我自己都系唔系好耐好耐都唔系好知道咩叫圣灵嘅声音。
If that's you, our pastoral team would love to talk to you about what that means or pray for you.
如果你唔明白嘅话咧，我哋有呢个嘅教牧嘅团队，我哋可以帮助你去学习聆听。
Because I know that understanding it has changed all of our lives.
因为当你明白嘅时候，呢个会改变你嘅生命。
But regardless of what category you fit into, this one thing is true.
但无论你系属于边一种类型都好，有一样嘢系真实嘅。
That once we go, people become the mission.
当我哋愿意出去嘅时候，人就系成为我哋嘅使命。
Once Philip realized that his mission was a person, he ran to the chariot.
当腓利知道人就系佢嘅使命嘅时候，佢就勇敢嘅出去。
He was eager to see what God wanted to do.
佢系好想知道神系想点样嘅使用呢个嘅机会同呢个人接触。
And he understood that wherever he was, people were worth running after.
因为无论系咩人都好。这个是他值得要去上前跟这个人接触。
Often loving people like Jesus would tires us a lot.
但是很多时候如果要爱一个人的时候好像耶稣那样爱，我们会觉得很疲倦。
So what do we do in the midst of this tiredness?
但是在这个疲倦的里面我们可以怎么做呢？
We hope in the Lord.
我们在神的里面有个盼望。
We can see this in Isaiah 40 verses 31.
我们可以在这个的以赛亚书第第四十章三十一节里面这么讲。
You want me to?
Okay. 但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾。他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
So, what do we do after we get the go from God?
当我们回应说要去的时候，之后我们应该怎么做呢？
Well, there's a few things we can do.
有几样东西我们可以做的。
We can step out in faith.
我们可以凭信心踏出去。
We do this by taking action, not just saying words.
我们怎样可以做呢？就是不单只是说，但我们用行动做出来。
We also break barriers.
第二样就是我们要打破障碍。
Philip and the eunuch were nothing alike.
腓利和这个的太监没一样东西是相似的。
But breaking barriers starts with realizing who broke all the barriers in the first place.
如果要打破这些障碍，第一样就是知道哪个为着我们去将这些这些阻碍是拿开，就是耶稣。
That person is Jesus.
这个就是耶稣。
He broke our bondage from sin.
他将我们从罪里面的捆锁是打破。
He loved people that others hated.
他被一些人去排挤的人去爱他们。
So how do we become united then?
但我哋点样可以同人之间可以一齐嘅同心呢？
Well, we find common places.
我哋就要去寻求一个共同点。
Things we have in common.
就系我同嗰啲人系有共同嘅地方。
For example, God's word.
系一个例子，就系神嘅话语啦。
The Bible is what brought the eunuch and Philip together. It's what they bonded over.
就是神的话语能够将人是拉近。
The other one is the cross.
第二样就是十字架。
Because it's what saved them both, whether they acknowledge it or not.
无论他知与不知都好，这个十字架是拯救了我们。
Even for those who do not realize or acknowledge that Jesus is king, these are common places.
虽然那些人不知道耶稣是王，但是这些是我们的共同点。
Because Jesus still died on the cross for their sin.
因为耶稣都是为着这些人是被钉在十字架。
And God's word is relevant to them today.
而神的话语到现在都是跟我们息息相关。
This brings me to my second point.
而我第二点我想带给大家。
Which is that people are a mission, not a project.
人呢是我们的使命而非一项的工程。
I'm going to say that again. People are a mission, not a project.
人是我们的使命而非一项的工程。
From the story we've read, we can find some key ways this interaction was about relationship.
而刚才我们所读经文让我们看见一些很重要的关键性的东西。
There's the key question.
就是一个很关键的问题。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
A great way to help others to not tune us out is to get them to respond.
最好的方法让一个人呢是从一个不明白而去让他去探索的话呢，就是不断的发问。
One way to do that is through questions.
就是问他问题。
Then there's also a key indicator here.
但是有些很重要的我们能够看得到的一些地方。
The eunuch invited Philip to sit with him.
在这个故事里面，太监是邀请腓力呢，是坐在他的这个马车。
The gospel message is an invitation.
这个福音就是一个邀请。
An invitation should be welcoming.
而这个邀请就是欢迎他来到。
If you were having a party, and you sent an, if you were having a party and you sent an invitation in the mail,
如果你有一个派对，你呢就寄去给大家一封信，邀请他们来。
But as soon as they opened it, it was a fart bomb inside.
但是一打开的时候，哇，只有噗一声，只是一个鼓声，都听不到是什么。
They might not want to come.
但是他们不想来到。
But if it was pretty and it smelled good.
但是如果是
pretty and smelled good.
Okay.如果那个打封的信信打开的时候又有一种香味，又那个是很令到你开心的话，
They might be more willing to come.
但是他们可能会感觉到很想来的，都未定。
The gospel should reveal the truth.
这个的福音是要去将真理显明出来。
This will sometimes hurt.
或许这件事会有带来一些的 伤害。
It should be convicting.
但是是很实在的，很令我们信服的。
But it should not be a threat.
但是对人来说不是一种的威吓。
After all, it is good news.
因为对最终这个都是一个好消息。
So we need to be understanding of what other people might not understand.
或者我们需要了解为什么人家不明白呢？
Philip could have just answered the... Oh, I'm going to go back.
Okay.
The key response here...is that Philip began with the very passage of scripture that the eunuch was reading.
咁而腓力呢又去返佢之前呢个太监所睇嘅呢个经文。
And using this, he told him the good news of Jesus.
而用返太监啱啱所睇嘅经文去话俾佢听咩叫做福音。
Philip could have just answered the eunuch's question quickly.
或许腓力可以好简单嘅就咁答咗太监这个问题，这就算了。
He could have said, yeah, Jesus is who the passage is about.
他就很简单告诉你，这段的经文呢正正就是讲及耶稣了。
And then proceeded to not tell him about Jesus.
跟着呢再不讲关于耶稣的事情。
But he made the most of his position and his purpose.
而他是充分利用了他的身份和神给他的这个使命。
And through this, he could get through to the man.
而跟住咧，佢去解释俾呢个嘅太监。
Now let's finish off our story.
好，嚟到我哋要结束呢个嘅睇呢个经文。
You can return to your Bibles, and we will start with verse 36.
咁我哋嚟睇翻呢个《使徒行传》八章，继续落去36节。
We'll go until verse 40.
跟住去到最后尾40节，二人正往前走，到了有水嘅地方，太监说：看啊，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？于是吩咐车站住，腓利和太监二人同下水里去，腓利就给他施洗，从水里上来，主的灵把腓利提了去，太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜的走路。后来有人在加索都、亚索都遇见腓利，他走遍那地方，在各城宣传福音，直到该撒利亚。
This brings me to my third point.
这个带到我第三个重点。
That with people who are so ordinary and a God who is so extraordinary, our partnership is everything.
当一个平凡的人与非凡的神同工的时候，彼此的配搭就是一切。
Everything that led to the eunuch being baptized happened because of people's willingness.
为什么这个太监最终是会受洗呢？完全因为当中有人愿意。
The eunuch was willing to travel all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem just to worship God.
来看看，这个太监从这个这么远的地方，即是埃塞俄比亚，即经过很多不同的日子，可能几个月的时间，去到这个耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
Even though he wouldn't be allowed to even enter the temple.
虽然呢，他的身份，他没办法进入这个圣殿。
Even though people in this city rejected him.
虽然那里的城市的人呢，会是拒绝他都好。
And Philip was willing to associate himself with this man.
而腓利亦是很愿意的去跟这个人去接触。
To bring him into the good news that others thought he should not be a part of.
虽然这个人被排斥，但是腓利的很愿意的将神的福音与这个人分享。
And in case you think I missed the fact that Philip completely disappears and ends up in another city, don't worry, I didn't miss it.
大家唔好以为我忘记咗，喺呢个嘅故事里边咧，有一个好超自然嘅事咧，就系腓利突然间喺洗礼嘅时候咧，佢消失咗。
This part of scripture can be confusing.
呢个嘅记录咧，可能大家唔明白。
I think it shows how the Holy Spirit was endorsing the ministry Philip was doing.
这个就是反映到圣灵呢，是与腓利一起的同工，要做神的事情。
And while this is a beautiful thing that happened, I think we sometimes get too hung up on it.
虽然这个是很奇特、很美妙的事，但很多时候呢，我们的着眼点呢，就摆在那里。
Because the best thing that happened that day wasn't Philip disappearing.
因为当中这个故事最好的地方呢，不是腓利突然间超自然的消失，而是有人在当中听到这个福音，信了主。
It was the salvation of the eunuch.
因为这个太监他相信了主耶稣。
It's the fact that God lined up two completely random people for his ordinary work to take place, or his extraordinary work.
就是让这两个平凡的人经过神那种巧妙那种的这个穿针引线，让这个人可以去能够见到面。
This is the Great Commission lived out.
这个就是大使命怎样能够活得出的一个好的例子。
The Great Commission is the call we all have on our lives.
这个的大使命就是我们每一个人都是受耶稣基督所托。
It's what Jesus instructed his disciples to do.
就是耶稣叫他的门徒去这样做。
In Matthew 28, it says this.
在马太福音第八章，所以你们要去，使万民作我们的门徒，奉父子圣灵的命给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This is what Philip did.
这个正正就是腓利所作的。
God could have revealed this truth to the eunuch without Philip.
其实神可以不需要藉着腓利可以将福音话俾佢听。
He could have given him a vision or sudden understanding.
或许佢可以透过超自然嘅异象或者一啲好得意嘅嘢，让呢个嘅呢个太监可以能够明白。
He could have even had an angel of the Lord appear, because we know he did that earlier in the story.
或许佢可以叫神嘅使者直接嘅同呢个太监对话，因为我哋之前睇见呢个神嘅使者喺呢个腓利里边系同佢腓利讲说话。
But he chose to use an ordinary, obedient person.
但系神正正就系选择用一个好平凡嘅人，因为佢哋有一个愿意嘅心。
And guess what, church?
或许你会话。这个是哪一位呢?
You are also an ordinary person.
因为你们在座当中都是一些平凡的人。
Who can choose to be obedient.
因为被神选择去愿意的顺服。
And we serve an extraordinary God.
因为我们每个人都是服侍一个非凡的神。
In Romans 10, it talks about how people will not know Jesus unless we speak about him.
在罗马书第十章都讲及如果不是有人传的话，谁会能够听见福音呢?
It says at the end, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news.
而在那里有讲到说，报福音传喜讯的人，他们的脚中是何等佳美。
This verse shows action.
这个的故事是显示出一个的活生生的一个例子。
The feet need to bring the news.
我们的脚中要将神的福音带给其他人。
The gospel will not be spread by us standing at the end of the road.
我们要将福音传开，不可以只是在街尾这样站在这
里。It requires a step of faith.
是要需要凭信心的向前行。
So to summarize everything I've said.
如果我在这里要将我今天的信息总结。
Into one thing that I want you to remember, it's this.
我将所有的事情总结下去就是这么讲。
Where God places you is intentional.
因为神对你的安排是有他的目的的。
And your willingness to obey him or take a step of faith can save someone's eternity.
而你愿意的回应神是能够将这个永生带给那个人。
I'm now going to invite the band to come up.
我邀请敬拜队上到台前。
And we're going to respond with a song.
我们有一首的诗歌作为一个回应。
I want you to look at your list that you wrote earlier.
我想大家再看看刚才我们问大家问题，你们写下来的一些答案。
The one about your placement, purpose, and people.
就是问下你现在的所在，你的使命，你现在所接触的人。
Use this time to pray over those parts of your life.
是用这个时间去为着这些的事去祷告。
All of those pieces that you wrote down are already intentional.
因为这些你所接触的你在的地方、使命和人都是神给你的目的。
So ask yourself, why are they intentional?
用这个时间去问一下为什么有神这个目的呢?
And how can you become more willing to take a step of faith?
而去问自己怎样能够行出信心的一步去活出来。
A lot of the time we try to just focus on the next step.
很多时候我们会将我们的注意力放在我们下一步应该怎么做。
Without working on the willingness in our own hearts first.
但是没有真正的处理我们心里面愿不愿意行出来。
So come up for prayer and take this time.
用这段时间我们一同的为着这些去祷告。
God does not just call ordinary individual people either.
神不只是单单去呼召一些平凡的人。
He calls ordinary groups of people.
他会是去呼召一班的很平凡的人。
He calls the Ethiopian and he calls the apostle.
他同一时间呼召使徒，又是呼召这位的太监。
He calls those who speak Cantonese.
他可能呼召一些会讲广东话的人。
And he calls those who speak English.
他同时呼召一些会讲英文的人。
You do not have to figure out your next step in faith alone.
你不需要自己独自的去究竟应该下一步怎么行。
So as a church,
作为一间教会，我哋就要去寻求。
And then we'll participate in communion together.
我哋一同嘅去领呢个圣餐。